Revealed, Gavin Newsom skipped climate summit for billionaire oil heiress's wedding. By Joel B. Polak on November 9, 2021. California Governor Gavin Newsom skipped the Glasgow Climate Summit and attended the wedding of billionaire heiress Ivy Gitte last weekend instead. According to a glowing Vogue magazine on the elaborate, lavish affair in San Francisco. Speculation had surrounded Newsom's disappearance since October 27, when he received a coronavirus vaccine booster shot. Despite announcing his plans to attend the summit on climate change, a key issue for Newsom, he canceled, suddenly. Newsom's office cited family obligations, but said nothing more. His wife, California First Lady Jennifer Sable Newsom, suggested in a now-deleted tweet that her husband may have been just in the office working or spending time with his kids. It now appears the family obligations involved the Gitte family, the oil dynasty to which Newsom has close family ties. The wedding took place on Saturday, with Newsom in attendance and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, presiding. Vogue reported an inside Ivy Gitte's fantasy wedding weekend in San Francisco. Artist and model Ivy Love Gitte, the great-granddaughter of J. Paul Gitte and one of the heiresses to the oil fortune he amassed, married photographer Tobias Alexander Engel in a ceremony officiated by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi at City Hall in San Francisco. The bride first met her groom through a family member, and they eventually ran into each other again at Paris Fashion Week. "I saw this cute guy who was taking photos of the event and of me," she remembers. "I naturally went over, and we started talking. Quickly we realized that we had met before, the year before." The bridesmaids filed in first, wearing their Maison Martin Margiela Haute Couture by John Galliano dresses. Groomsmen were followed by the flower girls in their butterfly wings. The whole wedding party looked amazing with the bridesmaids dressed like vestals in cloudy gray gauze and bias satin, and the flower girls with butterfly wings, Bowles says. Ivy looked incredible in all those mirror shards that tinkled as she walked up the steps and the wedding veil embroidered with all those symbols that had so much resonance for her and represented the beloved people in her life. John was involved in every aspect of how the party would look, establishing the hairstyles and so on, and the result was incredibly beautiful and poetic. Guests were asked to mask up before Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi entered the room and took her position at the microphone. San Francisco's City Hall is designed to inspire awe, a symbol of the city's power and resilience after the devastating 1906 earthquake and fire, with its white marble detailing and soaring dome that looms more than 300 feet overhead, Vogue contributing editor, Hamish Bowles, notes. But despite the architectural magnificence and the panoply of state, with Nancy Pelosi officiating and Governor Newsom and Mayor Breed in attendance, the ceremony managed to feel extraordinarily intimate and personal, with Tobias's charming vows and his passionate kiss that dislodged Ivy's crown. Pelosi performed the ceremony unmasked, despite requiring guests to wear their masks in her presence. The late family patriarch J. Paul Gitte became the world's richest man through oil. Ivy Gitte is said to be worth $1 billion. In announcing his trip to Glasgow, which he later canceled, Newsom's office called his trip an urgent one. While some leaders are still debating the urgency of climate action, California has become a working model for how to aggressively fight the climate crisis while bolstering the clean economy. Though California has made remarkable progress, the governor will make the case that the state needs national and international partners to join us in committing to safeguard our future. Earlier this year, Newsom faced a recall election largely fueled by his decision to dine at the elite French Laundry restaurant last November with lobbyists, after he released guidelines discouraging Californians from eating out due to the pandemic. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.